If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, "Is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar?" I said, "Sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious." He said, "I think that might be it."
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Can somebody fill in the blanks for us this morning? I got back with my ex and blank because we don't know what happens after that. You know, I mean, we hope it was for the best, but I don't know how that blank's going to turn out. We got here because of Ariana Grande.
Wrote some songs about Ricky. We always find our way back. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Ariana Grande is back with her ex-boyfriend, Ricky Alvarez. So if you don't remember, they originally dated back in 2015. Now, it has been well over a decade since these two have been reunited. There have been inklings, like they were spotted throughout the summer. He was with her in Florida. He celebrated her birthday with her. He was going to a few of her shows. And then we started seeing them around New York City, and we were seeing the PDA, and officially, literally officially, she went IG official with him this week.
What happened with him originally? I don't really know much about their story.
So, and here's the thing about Ricky. And if you can't tell, I am an Ariana fan.
No,
here's the thing about Ricky. It wasn't like a massive falling out.
Yeah.
It just came down to the point of this is the beginning of her career. She's on this trajectory and she's having to say yes to all of these things. And he just was not, and he worked with her as well. He was a backup dancer. Also was a photographer, and he has been involved. They've had a working relationship. It's not like they've been completely like no contact for the entire time, but it was mostly like, I remember back in the day, I remember seeing something like, I want to be able to go to a grocery store and we can't. Like kind of like having a hard time accepting the celebrity life and the intensity that all of that was at that time.
Right.
Fast forward to now. And please remember, they're in their early 20s. They were like babies when they were together. Now fast forward, she's 33 years old and they want to give it a second shot. And honestly, I think it's going to work.
I don't know. I look at this relationship. Now, keep in mind, she just broke up with Ethan Slater like a week ago.
No, that's not true.
It was a week ago.
It wasn't a week ago.
I'm pretty sure it was last Thursday.
No. No, it wasn't. They have been broken up for a very long time. This is not a rebound situation.
It wasn't that long ago.
Yes, it was. Okay, so you're her personal friend and she told you the exact date they broke up?
She texted me.
Oh, okay.
She's on my phone.
Okay, cool.
So, I mean, listen, I've always lived by the philosophy of the pet cemetery. Ideal, which is, in case you don't know Pet Cemetery, it's a Stephen King novel slash movie where you can't go back, because if you try to dig up an old relationship, it's not going to come back the second time the same way it was the first time.
Oh, so you think it's always a no-go?
My parents have been married twice. I know.
Parents literally got divorced, got married, got divorced, got back together, and they are literally together now because they got remarried again.
I would say it's an anomaly. But maybe we're wrong. This is why we wanted to talk to you this morning. And that's why there's a blank.
Yeah.
That's why there's the blank. Because I don't know what's about to come through the phones this morning. I got back with my ex and blank. Maybe we're going to hear some super sweet romantic stories. You guys took some time apart. And now you've been together like Jess's parents and everything's happy. Maybe you got back together with your ex and now somebody's in jail. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what's going to happen. We have to be open to all possibilities here. So if you ever gave your ex a second chance, you guys gave each other a second chance, you got back together with your ex, I'm just curious how these things are going to go. I just don't think it's going to be mostly positive. Maybe I'm wrong. Who is this?
This is Michael in Baltimore on one.
Michael.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
You got back together with your ex and?
Well, like I said, this was like in high school. So we were dating, and we were dating for a whole year. And then we realized that we really wasn't compatible with each other. So mm-hmm. we broke up, started dating other people. And then we realized that we really didn't want to live without each other.
Okay.
So then we got back, we got to talking, got to hanging out again. And then we got back together, and we realized that we really didn't belong together.
I was ready to play the love music. I was like, wait, I literally have the love music ready to go.
How long were you broken up for before you got back together?
We were broken up for at least 2 years.
Okay, that's a good amount of time to be broken up for to want to be curious about giving it another chance. It is!
Dating other people, and then we realized that like we couldn't live without each other. And then we started dating again, and then 3 months later we broke up and never talked to each other again.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
But see, can I just say...
You can say what you like.
The curiosity... The curiosity would have killed you. That's the thing. And if you were my personal friend,
she's
Michael,
really
which at
right
this
now.
Point you kind of are, like, let's just be real. Like, if you were interested about getting back together with your ex and it's been 2 years later, I feel like as a person, you have to go figure out what that is inside of you that's feeling that way, and you have to explore that. Otherwise, you're going to spend the rest of your life wondering
yes.
what it would be like.
I'm just saying.
And now
absolutely.
You know, and now you're happily engaged. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And speaking of being friends, Jess and Kramer, I would like to ask you guys a very important question.
Sure.
Would you guys like to come to my wedding?
We'd love to. Yeah, we'd love to.
I would be honored.
I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, no,
I would
send us...
love for you and Jess to both come to my wedding next year in October.
We'd love to.
I would be honored.
Send us a DM, would
That's
you please?
Awesome.
Oh my gosh,
That's
I would
lovely.
Be honored.
That is a huge honor. Thank you for that, Michael.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Have a good day, okay?
You too.
All right, here's another text, Jess.
Okay, what?
Getting back together with an ex is like taking a shower and putting damp underwear on.
Okay, you know what?
I can't find anybody. I'm searching for a love story. I cannot find a love story.
I'm going to call my dad.
I'm just telling you.
I'm going to call him.
I can't find anybody.
Do I think it's always going to work out? No, it's not. But do I think sometimes you just have to go for it? And if the answer is no, then that's your answer. And then you're finally able to move on. So I think you should just try if you want to.
I just think it's a really bad idea, man.
No, she's going to be happy.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This Who? Is Denise in Mount Airy.
Okay. Denise.
Yes.
100% of participants
in our random
survey.
It's so calculated.
In our random survey have had bad experiences when they got back together with their exes based on Ariana Grande getting back together with her boyfriend, Ricky.
Which we're very happy for.
We're concerned.
I'm not.
We have our concerns.
I'm happy for her.
You would like to participate in this random survey as well, which may not be so random based on how desperate Jess was to take this call.
Yes.
What?
So my grandparents, they were divorced and broken up twice before I was ever born. And then they also broke up once when I was like 10.
Okay, this sounds toxic. I'm concerned.
And they've been back together ever since.
No, they're
got,
together.
Wait, they got divorced twice? They got divorced twice?
Yeah.
What was
before
that?
Before I was ever born.
But did they get together when they were really young?
Yeah.
See, exactly.
My grandmother was like 20.
Exactly. See, my parents met when my mom was like 14 and my dad was 16. They met in high school.
So hang on.
My parents did that too, and I had a stepdad, and they were broken up for like 11 years, and now my parents are back together too.
Boom! See? Okay. Love wins! love wins.
They just all need a break and then they come back.
Exactly. They just need some time. Does it always work out like that? No. But do I think you have to explore it? You gotta. Otherwise, it's gonna drive you nuts. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, it's a lesson learned and we move on.
Hang on. I need to go back to that divorce twice thing really quick. They got legally divorced twice and then they still ended up together a third time?
Yep. And then they broke up a third time, but they decided not to get divorced.
Because they're like, we're going to move. I'll see you in a little bit.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Right. We know we'll be back.
Yeah, this is a break. It's more of a break, not a full, like, right. You know, separation.
That's
permanently.
Wild.
It happens, dude.
Does it?
I've been at two weddings. One, I was my mom's stomach, and the second one, I was actually there. Okay? And you know what? Has it been rocky? Hell yeah. But are we okay?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
They go back and it works.
Boom. Love is love, whatever it looks like.
I'm howling right now. Okay. Well, in this case...
Thank you, Denise.
It took a couple of times, but 2.5 times, but they got there. That's thank you, Denise.
Sure, bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Sure, bye-bye. I gotta go. You guys are stressing me out.
I didn't have to hang up on her. She hung up on herself. I need to ask that question really quick before we move on. Is that a record... Has anybody ever gotten divorced twice?
The same person. We're not talking like different partners, like same person.
I've honestly, and we've been doing the show. I mean, next year will be my 20th year in morning radio. I've never heard
like legally
of anyone getting legally divorced twice. Mm-hmm. And then ending up back together.
Honestly, I love that. I do. Like
separating
I really love that. I love it. Like it's like it ended up okay. It took us a minute to get there, and that's okay.
That is wild to me. I got to ask that question. I just need to ask that question before we move on, because I won't be able to focus the rest of the show unless I do. That's my own demented mind, though. This is for me. Okay, this is for me. Is there anybody... This is not for y'all right now. But
just for you personally.
This is just for
always.
Me.
Always, okay.
Is there anybody listening right now who got legally divorced... 3 times. There's no way.
From the same person.
If that is you, can you please text us? Melanie in Church Hill.
Yes.
What?
Yes. No lie.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, y'all, we're way sidetracked here for a second. So the first topic doesn't matter. What matters is this. We just found out a couple seconds ago that the caller's name was what, Jess?
Denise. Her grandparents got legally divorced twice, but then they got back together, and they've been together ever since.
Yeah, well, they did separate again.
But they got back together, but they're together present day. Present day, they're together.
And I was like, okay, let's try to set a record here, because that's pretty wild. I've never heard of people that got legally divorced twice. And then got back together. But is there anybody listening right now that can actually beat that? And that actually is, you've heard a story crazier than that. So wait, what is your situation?
So my mother at the time was one of those type of people. She has a really good heart, soft hearted, give you the shirt off her back. Well, she fell for this guy and his name was Joe. And they got married. It didn't work out because he was a extreme alcoholic.
Oh, no.
Okay.
And I guess she thought, I think she thought she could change him.
Yeah.
And they ended up married and divorced 3 separate times.
How in the
while
world?
I was growing up.
How in the yes. world?
Wait, so you had to go to like literally 3 weddings for this, for your mom, for this guy?
Unfortunately, my mom kind of probably holds a record because she always tried to find the right one, and it didn't work. She's since deceased, but she actually married and divorced 7 times.
Oh
in her
my
life.
God! Okay,
oh,
wait.
Like in total, but with the same, but with Joe though, with Joe, it was 3 times.
Yes.
Was there a wedding with Joe each time?
No, they kind of. I think the first time they did, but the other times they just went to the courthouse.
Okay, that's good. And that makes it a little bit better. Yes. 3 times. Was there ever a conversation about it?
Many times, because the family didn't like him, and I absolutely didn't like him because of the way he treated her.
Yeah, no, that's hard. That's really hard.
And rest in peace, your mother.
Yeah, of course, of course.
And
right.
also,
yeah.
F Joe. You
F
know
Joe,
what I mean?
F Joe, right. Yeah. But that's got to be a record, right? I mean, I've never heard of, wait, so the third time they got divorced, that was final. There were more suitors after or no?
That was it for him, but she still found the wrong ones after that.
I hate that. I really seven marriages total, three of them were to Joe.
Yeah, wow. And it was kind of odd because I grew up very close to my family, just like Jess, and every one of my aunts and uncles were married before I was born, and they were married until they passed away to the same exact person.
Wow, yeah. but not your mother.
So it was hard that the relationship closest to you that had the biggest effect on your life, you had to go through that roller coaster. I'm so sorry, Mom.
It's okay. I made it through. Yes. I actually waited to find the right one. And we've been married now for 6 years.
That's amazing.
That? Hey, how about that? We love that.
That's amazing.
We love that. Hey, thank you for calling us with that. I didn't think we could find somebody more with two, but three times your mother with Joe, but F Joe, F Joe for sure, yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at kramerandjess.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.